Unit 16. Stinky tofu for the soul. Come with me on a walk through the night markets of Taiwan. It's a busy, colorful bazaar, filled with every kind of product and food known to man. Amidst the excitement and variety, there's something truly unique, some kind of smell. Flare your nostrils and breathe in the odor. Good God, what is that horrible stink? What you are smelling is stinky tofu. And it often provokes strong emotions in people. Those who don't like it despise it. The opening of a smelly tofu stand causes outrage among the neighbors. On the other hand, its advocates love it with an incredible devotion. Stinky tofu is truly a subjective taste, and as the old saying goes, there's no accounting for tastes. Although most Westerners find stinky tofu difficult to eat, it is actually comparable to some moldy European cheeses. Especially British ones. Some are converted after trying it, like I was. Now, I'm an addict. I make weekly purchases in the night market, like a pilgrim searching for his heart's desire. Sometimes, late at night, I have to slip outside my house to quench that desire with the local street vendor. Thankfully, she is open daily until midnight.
Vocabulary.
Bazaar.
While he was in Turkey, Sam visited the many colorful bazaars.
Amidst
the many blue birds in the trees, there were a few yellow ones.
Flare.
When Tammy gets angry, her eyes get wide and her nostrils flare.
Nostril.
A tube was put in the patient's nostril to give him oxygen during surgery.
Odor.
Jasmine couldn't determine the source of the strange odor.
Stink.
The entire house was filled with the stink of wet paint.
Provoke.
The politician provoked a controversy when he supported the war.
Outrage.
The crowd expressed outrage at the concert being canceled.
Advocate.
My health teacher is an advocate of exercise and proper nutrition.
Devotion.
Lydia showed her devotion to the company by staying late and working hard.
Subjective.
Art is subjective. Not everyone will react to it the same way.
Accounting.
The manager asked us for an accounting of how we used our time.
Comparable.
Some people think the young actress is comparable to Audrey Hepburn.
Moldy.
The wet clothes were left in a bag for a month, so they became moldy.
Convert.
Sandy converted to Buddhism because she found it peaceful.
Addict.
The addict spent all his money on drugs, and he lost his house and family.
Pilgrim.
Every year, Muslim pilgrims make their way to Mecca to pray.
Quench.
During the hot summer days, people drink cold drinks to quench their thirst.
Vendor.
Many small vendors lined the streets of the night market.